from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, the White House says Elon Musk is not in charge of the Department of Government Efficiency. That's according to a court document filed last night. The filing, signed by the director of the Office of Administration at the White House, says Musk, quote, has no actual or formal authority to make government decisions himself. President Trump, though, has made many public statements saying that Musk is leading DOGE. The Greater Wildwoods Tourism Authority Board has given the thumbs up to the Wildwoods Thunder Over the Ocean Air Show for September 6th over the boardwalk and practice runs the day before. Authority spokesman Ben Rose says the show is not intended to replace the Atlantic City show, but rather to relieve the economic fallout prior to that show's 2026 return.
We know that some of our hotels were complaining because the air show was canceled, because they get an economic benefit from it. People do stay in the Wildwoods and travel up to Atlantic City for the air show.
A full lineup for the air show will be announced in the next few weeks. Authorities say a person shot by police in North Jersey had a pair of swords.
The Attorney General's office is investigating a police shooting in Wayne on Friday night. The Passaic County prosecutor says Wayne police responded to a home on White Birch Court for a well-being check and found a person armed with two swords. At some point, the individual was shot by a police officer. They were in critical but stable condition as of Saturday. Authorities have not released the person's name. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Now the Guaranteed Service Business Report. Argentina's president is facing calls for impeachment after he publicly backed the obscure Libra Bitcoin that went under in what has been alleged as a rug pull, where a currency's value is inflated rapidly before it crashes as insiders sell their stakes. He has denied all charges of criminality. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up about 10 points. Call Guaranteed Service today at 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com and get your complete heating system tune-up for only $77 and stay cozy all winter long, guaranteed. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. And can we bet on clearer skies? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in one.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. There are no significant widespread snowstorms on the horizon for New Jersey. There is a bit of snow in the forecast for tomorrow, especially along the southern coast, but I think we're only looking at an inch or two of accumulation centered on far southern New Jersey, Cape May and Atlantic counties. For most of New Jersey, no accumulation, no travel impacts from this storm system. Tonight stays mainly clear, and it is going to be cold. Lows in the teens, wind chills in the single digits. Turning cloudy tomorrow with light snow clipping the southern coast late. Highs in the upper 20s. A continuing chance for snow showers on Thursday. Maybe a little more widespread, but again, not a big deal. Mostly cloudy and breezy Thursday. Highs around 30. Sunny and a bit warmer on Friday. Highs push into the mid-30s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
In Flemington, it is 23 degrees, Freehold 25, Pennsville 26, fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.